It seems like it was the healing that you got the business and you started the business. Do you think that affects your dreaming anymore?
No. Some people say it would, but I didn't see it much that way. Because when I bought the business, I knew I had to do it. And
it seems like it was the feeling that you bought the business and you started the business. Do you think that affects your dreaming anymore?
No. No, some people said it would, but I didn't see it much that way. Because when I bought the business, I knew I had to do it. And not that I feel that I had to do it, but I knew that was my work. If I buy a place, and I knew what I'm supposed to do, and that was what was intended me, and that's the only way I could keep myself and my family together if I do come down to Elsinore. So I must have made up my mind and just stuck to it. And after World War II came, and my husband lost his job, and there was no more Terminal Island then. So then, meantime, he goes to school, and I show him my technique, and so between the two techniques, we put together and run the business. And then it became partnership. I had it until 1956. And then from there, we worked together.
When you were growing up, did you have any sense that when you got married, that Marion was going to take care of you?
No. Never did.
You know why you think that?
Well, I guess, truthfully, I worked all my life. And maybe I was too dumb. I don't know any different. But like I say, when I was 8 years old, I had to cook for the family and my working crew for my mother and father out in the ranch. I just thought that was my job, I guess. And my father always used to say, whatever you do and you reap well, he says, it's always a comfort and later on. And I believe that. And I do now, too. Because if I help my children get on their feet and get going and if I could afford it, I'd do it, and it has paid. So I tell the children, I says, if you have anything you need right now, and it's a necessity, you let me know. If it's not necessary, I'm not going to help you, because if you do, you're going to get in trouble. So if they need something real bad, or I hear something, then at the right time, I tell them, I say, hey, this is it, and what about it? Then they know I'm an up and up, because I won't lie to them, and I won't take that nonsense, so they'll tell me. And if I think that I should help them, I say, well, I'll help you. But you cannot do this, that, until you straighten your business or yourself or whatever. And then we'll talk about later. So it has worked right along till up to now.
When you first working, and your husband was going to school, you took care of the house and he did the house.
I did.
You did. Did your husband ever help with the house?
Well, he has since he retired.
But not before.
If I needed it, but I guess I was too independent. I'd do my dishes, I'd do the clothing and so forth. But he's good about taking care of the children, shopping, because I didn't drive at that time. I was too busy with my work. I didn't get very far from the office, the house. So any shopping, he took the children, went shopping. And he did all, and then took them to the football games and whatever they had to go to the car. He did all that. I couldn't do it. So it worked out all right. So really in my heart, I never thought that I was a boss or he was a boss. It was just a 50-50. He's going to do his share, I'm going to do my share. Now if I'm too busy, he'll do the dishes for me or do the laundry for me. And so we work it out. If he's now, like we're going to go to Burbank tomorrow, he's afraid that he might get lost for something. So he said, how about it? I said, okay. I've got other things to do. I've got to do my hair and that, but I've got to leave another day so I can go with him. Well, first of all, I always thought that since I started here in the business and he didn't have anything at that time, that I'm going to have to get in there and raise those children. And there's four of them. And that was my own game. And while I'm, before I die or anything, I want to get these kids out of school. That's my. So as the children got out of school and they're on their own, then I thought my business was done. So I went to sleep. That was it. But I always thought to myself, I've got to get there and raise those kids.
How did you raise your kids?
Well, whatever the children wanted to do, I went halfway. If something that they shouldn't do, I told them what I thought. And I kept them off the street because I had too much work to do here in the office, in the home. My second daughter did all the shopping. So between the oldest girl and that, they did the cooking. And the little guys came over to my business, helped me clean. And my father did the gardening work. So evening, they came over because I got time off. They come and get supper for all of us. And the breakfast, the parents ate themselves, and the children ate their breakfast. They cleaned their dishes and their beds and everything. So anybody came to the house, it was clean. It wasn't nothing hanging over here, over here. I made them that, and I just revolved on that type of home. And so I didn't have to have no maids or anything. The children did it for me. My young son, he does all the baking, cooking. A lot of people say, how come your kids do cooking and baking and everything? My oldest daughter, in recent years, when she was nursing, she didn't have time, but I've seen her make some dresses, beautiful dresses. I said, how in the world did you get that? She said, well, you need to leave the pattern and give a little time. She said, you can make it. My second daughter, she makes all her, the girls, practically all of them in high school, their dresses, and the evening gowns. And the only way she learned them, those two girls, is Girl Scouts. That gave them a start in Girl Scout and cooking. I'm pretty good both in cooking. It's my dentist boy. That's the one that not much a cooker. He's clean though. He's neat as a pin, but cooking. If he has to, he'll cook.
You started playing Girl Scouts?
And the boys went Boy Scouts till they were 13 or 14, and their football and basketball got ahead of them, so they quit. Yes, all my children belong to Scouts since they were tiny. I think it was 8 years old and Brownies. And boys were in that, let's say, Cub Scouts. No, I helped them.
Mm-hmm. What did you want them to be? Oh, but the children.
Yes, and if you want to see what other children are doing, that was the best way to learn, because there's supervision, and you get to know the other children, the children that they're running around together. Well, I guess in a way we were a little too strict, but it turned out all right, I think.
Who disciplined the children?
Mm-hmm. I did.
What were the kind of things that they were doing?
No, it was just studies. They're relaxed about it, and I had to scold them. If it was sports or anything like that, they went to the dad, but the other side of that, I had to discipline.
As the girls were growing older, was there a certain time that they have to be home?
Mm-hmm.
Was it different from the boys?
Yes. I think the boys were a little more free than the girls. That's why the girls didn't like it. I wish we were born later and the boys were older. But I said, well, can't help, it's already done. This was from my son's wedding. This one. His wife isn't there, but this is my Beverly Hotel.
Mm.
This is my friend. That's not me. That's Mrs. Segura.
Mm.
That's Mrs. Segura's youngest son, Ray, and that's his wife. She's a teacher in Anaheim. They don't have any children. This is the oldest one. He's a cameraman for he's running a camera for $1 Million Man now.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a clean shaven here, but he don't look clean shaven now. I saw him not very long ago, all whiskers and dirty old slacks. I think he sure looks like a cameraman, I told him. This is my dentist boy. Got married up there in the Beverly. That was his second marriage. When he was going to UCLA, he was married, and I don't know, married about 5 years, and he didn't make goals, so they're separate, they don't have any children. It was the same. I didn't know my husband had all these. I had kind of forgotten it. This is the bride's mother and the father. I think he's born in Narbonne or Gardena, but she don't look like it. I don't know where she's born. This is a colored boy. He went to school together with my boys. He's an assistant dean of law at UCLA, Slaughter. He played at Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
He roomed with David when they were going to UCLA. But David says he's getting too big his britches now. And of course, on sports, you know, they get kind of hair-headed. He's lost his wife, though. She died of left little baby. Girl and die from birth, probably. My female daughter, Margaret, and her daughter, Miss Roy, that's Jan, that's myself, that's Mary. That's Miss Sevilla. This boy, when he comes to my children or even here, he just relaxes so like it was his own home.
Mm-hmm.
His mother passed away a few years ago up in the street here. I must have fixing his tie. Somebody snapped it. That's my mother.
Wait,
This is David, my youngest son.
Mm.
And this is Jane, my second daughter. That's her husband, and those are the two girls. This is graduating this June. In the following year, she's going to graduate. Nori, my son. This is my oldest daughter and her husband. He's a Caltrain man. And he's the one that designed that road that's going from Century Plaza to Los Angeles Freeway. Century Freeway, that's been, it's been on the board 6 years. And this is her daughter, and these are David's two girls. Mm-hmm. See how curly her hair is? Mm-hmm. David's hair is curly too. And Chris, and that's her mother. They're separated now. She lives up in San Diego. They stayed with me 3 weeks the other day. Mm-hmm. They wrote me a note, you know, coming back. And that's her mother. That wasn't breakfast. This is my nephew, June's boy. He's a chemist for Standard Oil in El Segundo. This must be my reverend. And this is an orthodontist, and my son's got an office here right across there in the hallway. Oh, what's his name? Ray Sugiyama, and his wife. That's David. Oh, she got him out of there. This is that's a supper, I mean that breakfast. That's my oldest girl and her daughter. Yeah. In my old house, I think. My old house. This was taken at my daughter's Jamie's home. That's her oldest daughter, and that's a long time ago. She's 18 now. My boys were still going to school then, I think. Going to college, UCLA. This is Mrs. Segura. I was getting supper there to come to visit me. This is my son. He's gonna ask about something. This is that Beverly Hotel. Mm-hmm. This is when we had a little, what they call open house for the Seroptimus. I'm trying to remember the Seroptimus, but I dropped out. It's so much work for me. I couldn't even keep going. Well, gonna be a vice president, the president next year when I dropped out, and it's so much work for me. This couple are from Hennep, Red Lucas. He came to my home. I didn't see him getting surprised. And this isn't my home, right here. Mm-hmm. My open house for my friends. This is must be at a picnic. Mm-hmm. This is when my son graduated from San Francisco. San Francisco Dental School. That's his first one. He's from Culver City. He's a Shriner. He's a Mason character. This is my old home. Those were more short dresses. This is my old home. I tore down. This is my daughter from Costa Mesa. Who was this? Oh, this is Canyon Lake over here. They're separated already. Mm-hmm. He's remarried. He just got married Christmas. Down there, this, yes. And, this is my old home. This is the old house, too. And this one. Oh, that's in, I think that was in Union Hills. Someplace. This is over at my daughter's in Pasadena. That was Karen when she was a baby. We're fixing something there. Mm-hmm. Oh, that was in Gardena on Budlong, this man's home. Mm-hmm. He had, you know, the Matsushita Electric. He is my husband, Tokoro Masuda, then head mayor. And he came to the United States on some business. And we went over to his house and we called him and we had a little supper there. I think it's over there. That's Marshono's uncle. Marshono's father and his father, brother, so that's cousins then. I guess that's the same one. These are the most large. Well, that's when my son was. The picture. This is my daughter, Margaret, and that's from the small one. And the picture's all turning funny color. Oh, that's when my father was ill. We didn't expect him very long with us. We went to Toyo's and had this picture done. He was very sick. Now my brother, here's my brother and his wife, they separated. And she's married now and has married a Caucasian. And he's a school teacher, but she was airline hostess for a long time. He puts him through school and he's doing audio. In Long Beach or someplace. Her name is Linda. I don't know her last name. I've never met her husband.
Oh, who's Tyler?
That's my brother's.
Oh.
Marty's. And this, Tommy, this is their children, boy.
Mm-hmm.
He has a body shop in Gardena. Oh, he was a rascal when he was small. He's married either. And this is my sister's boy, Walter. He's a chemist now. That's her husband that died. He died when he was 33. And my sister, that's my second daughter, Jane. And that's David. And that's Roy. Myself and my husband. And that's my oldest daughter.
Oh, this is Jane?
Yeah.
That's
my husband's.
And this is
Elsie and her husband.
See, I was already getting greater then.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't really since came to town. I just about forgot this picture. Long time.
You don't watch those pictures, you know, unless something like this comes along.
It's my high school.
I've been in the closet for years.
Oh, this is my wedding reception. Ned, he's passed on, and he's remarried to he used to play an actor when he was going to Long Beach City or State. This is Dr. Connie from Kendall Island. He's gone already. He's our old friend. He's doing his Katie life.
You see him a little bit?
No, I don't think so. He had a little tam on. This girl is my good friend. She's live in Lancaster, and she's a pharmacist. She's married a man in Anaheim now. And this is my sister, my cousin Jesse, and my brother, my dad, my mother, Mr. Palma, Mrs. Palma, Nori, myself, Mr. Corey Gosh, and Mrs. Corey Gosh, Nori's mother and father. And that's his brother-in-law and his sister. His best man I guess. Long time ago. And that's a family. That's us. We should have a family picture. We haven't had that. That's already. Imada photography. Imada. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he's there or not. My sister Elsa made that dress.
Did she make the Elsa dress?
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe she did. But I know it's a new line.
Is this Elsie?
No, that's Sachi. And she lives in Lancaster. And this one married and lives in, she's a druggist and lives in Anaheim. Sugimoto, I think. No, Sugikawa. Her husband's brother is a minister. There's Elsie. Long time ago. These are all our clubs. I belong to a lodge here, Eastern Star.
That's awesome. I don't know who this man is.
It's a picnic. This couple's gone already. Both passed away. So we got here. This is Miyako's in Orange. This, we went down here in Paris. We picked all this zucchini and we made pickles and relish and I don't know. We're still eating it.
Mm.
Went down the ranch and picked them.
Oh.
And between the three of us, we pickled them.
Mm.
Relish. because it must be Sir Optimus. Something. This was it. Oh, this was in Rancho, California, in the golf course. See, there's a golf course in the back. Mm-hmm. And this is Rancho, too. She's a mortician's wife in Corona. This in Indian Hills down in Rancho Mirage. I think that's Desi Arnaz's place.
Mm-hmm.
He stayed there one year. This is in Corona. This must be over there in the Rancho California, too. Yeah, that's it, Rancho California. This is, you know, of course. He took these people and they didn't hold that much food as well. This is Thomas and myself. The representative of the last one. Here's Gilman. And puts it away, there's no problem. Oh, this must be in some kind of group meeting. Oh, yeah, this is, we have a supper at Gardena. Wakayama Club or something. Invited one night. This is my daughter-in-law. She's eating something. This is my daughter's in the summertime. They have flax on, see? And this is at home here. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm making strawberry jam. I make my jam and jelly. My husband went to Rotary International. He was a sergeant of arms. They gave him this hot tea to wear. This is Terminal Island. Supper we had. This is when the Little League of Wakayama came down. We had for 1 week in the City of Commerce, and we fed them every day. We made the bento and onigiri. We took up the, the real hectic. This is Terminal Island picnic over in Los Nidos, out toward here's the Saison right there. This girl was married to a colored man. She was an artist.
Mm-hmm.
And when she was a young girl, she had, her parents were so well to do that when she came back from Chicago, where she was, and with her children, she couldn't face us. I said, don't be ashamed. I said, can't help it. Done is done. So now she comes.
Mm-hmm.
And how old is she? She's about 58, 59. But he's not with them no more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is, I mean, she buys. This must be some beef. Oh, this is kind of still not large. This is this year.
Good. Do you get the same clothes?
Mm-hmm.
Each year?
Mm-hmm. Back to each year. Loaded in the wardrobe with long dress. Mm-hmm. This is my husband's pal at the duty at the lodge. This is our Hawaiian night. So nice. This man from Arrowhead. This is going to be on his own.
Every year a little different. This woman was 68? No. 66 or 67. Okay. She passed away. Real nice. This is just one group. This is Sarapna represented in some place, I don't know where. But she got an award. She was a good speaker. Mm-hmm. And then all war meeting script. Mm-hmm. And football team.
Oh, it's still in there?
Wait a minute. It could be. Yeah, she was a much upper division than my husband, you know.
Well, I think they were in the same time.
I think she graduated a year later or a year earlier, something like that. This is friend, this is that. Coda Rice in Mount Port Fresno, Sacramento. The brothers are that. Dr. Nakamura. There's Tanaka, he's gone already. Jack Swartz, he's an orator. This boy worked in a bank. Some people, it's an excellent boy. He's gone now. He's junior. His husband is young. It's his cousin. This is a Japanese, a Tremolino and Sumo. That's the same thing. In those days, they really did the, must have had 29s and 30s wrestling. And back again to see mine. I think this must have been in a camp. We had some kind of a meeting. This is Fuji from San Fernando Valley. Same thing. That's must have had some kind of that's a tunnel island. Some kind of athletic. Track and field meet. YMCA, the Athens. This is our place here. My father, kindergartens. And Dr. Fuji and his wife, they went to Japan. I think they're gone. I don't know about heaven. That's my father. That's where I used to carry that Koyashi.
Mm-hmm.
It's about the same. This one I first came in 1928 and said goodbye to somebody in Tremolo Island.
went to Japan. This is my aunt and uncle in back to Japan. And Joe and his brother and sister. He's in Chicago. He's in Tokyo Tower now. Let's see his car. Most of these are my husband's town. These are all his cousins. A lot of girls. These are his cousins and uncles. This man, in the wintertime, even in the snow, he'd go out and take a cold shower. And he dies of pneumonia. That's when he was small. That's his aunt, that's his sister, and that's Nori. His sister and he was going to grammar school in Japan. I'm 14 years old, I'm 14. His father had this fishing boat. There's nobody else, Nakamura. He's gone. These are the picture when my husband and I were going to grammar school when he first came to Japan. He was all from Japan, 1921. They all wore short pants. These are his cousins. This is a, he's a grammar school teacher. High school teacher. He's retired. He's gone. That's his cousin. And he's gone. He's the one who died of pneumonia. He, I don't know what he died from. Kidney infection or something. They're gone. There it is. When he went to St. Peter working at Pete during the Depression. Oh. So he worked with these women. That was a comical man. Performing a wedding out there in lunch hour, see? Mm-hmm. He got bouquet of peas. It's 1932, see? She's lost her husband and she's living in Tokyo Tower now. Mm-hmm. It's awesome now. I'm doing depression. Sister Bill and this Nori when he first came to Japan. He was 16 years old. Mm-hmm. He took Japanese correspondence so he wouldn't forget his Japanese. Mm-hmm. This is Ms. Watson. There he is, Marilyn Taylor. We got a good job. That's him. You must have wrote all these in here. Well, this is the classmates that are going to hear too. This is Gaffney High School. This mm-hmm. They went to high school together. And this one must be 8th grade in Terminal Island. Now he's retired now. He used to be a school janitor, just a model school janitor. And Jimmy lives out here in Anaheim. He's been all kind of scattered around there. They dropped off and my husband was going to stick them in there. This is when I first came, the business looked like this. And then I remodeled it. Took the back stairs off. Took all the vegetation out. That's Jim's husband. Nice. Chinese and Japanese. He went to Japan, I think, 31 or something. It was 1939. This is when Takamatsu no Miya came, and he was Seimin Kai of Kaikyo or something like that, so he went around. Missionary Nikao, he went in 1928, I think. He went down to their spear and got a pick. This girl's what's her, she was in Gardena now. That's her brother, that's her brother. She did a must be in the Olympics. Mm-hmm. 32 Olympics. Those cry. His cousins. That's Elsie's husband. He's gone now too. When you look like that, you wonder. Mr. Tomo passed away. He was 90-some odd years old. This is still my husband, Tama.